Okay, gavach shuva tov, gekvitel, gemach simetoyv to all. Five short ideas for Sukkot Tafshin Beis, lunch by the initials, Rachel Prabhas and Moshe, and Moshe Chayab and Adidya, my grandfather's yartzeit is over Cholmoed. The first idea comes to us from the Shari Tshuva on Tzedakah. Look at the Shari Tshuva in Tuf Resh Chaf Hei. Says the Shari Tshuva, quoted by Rav Biederman, Yesh laharbos betzedakah erev Sukkot. There's a big minug, an old minug, to give a lot of tzedakah on erev Sukkot. Rav Chaim Vital, hayom mechalek hakupa leinim erev Sukkot. He would basically take out all the money from that tzedakah box and give it to all the aniyim. The Sanz Rebbe's Rebbeinu in quotes, he says, the best decorations for my sukkah, the best noise sukkah, is the tzedakah to help another yid. Is to make sure that other people are happy. And this is not just a Hasidic Shavort, this is actually the Rambam. Rabbi Maskus from BRS loves calling this Rambam. What's true simcha? We're called sukkah, it's called Zman Simcha Seinu. Simcha for yourself is called some simchas kreso, your own belly. True simcha, says the Rambam, is caring about the widow, is caring about the orphan, is caring about the convert, it's caring about others. True simcha, true joy, is caring about others. So at the end of the day, when it comes to Zman Simcha Seinu, says Rav Biederman, we have to remember the Shari Tshuva, the minhag to be able to give tzedakah and erev sukkahs. Rav Chaim Vital would empty the tzedakah box, and the Sanz Rebbe Dafka said, the best decoration for my sukkah is Dafka, helping out the poor. And the Rambam says that's the true simcha, the simcha not for yourself, but simcha for helping others. What an incredible insight to go into Yavta, moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes from Rav Biederman himself. He quotes the Medrash of Vayikra Rabbah. At the end of the day, Sukkot is a big time for Achdus. We know that each Jew is compared to a different one of the Dalan Minim. The Esrog has taste and smell. So those are the Tamid Chachamim with Masim Tovim. The people that learn Torah, the Tamid Chachamim, and they also have good deeds. The Lulav is a Tam Beli Reach, has taste without smell. That's a Tam Torah Jew, learns Torah, but no Masim Tovim. The Hadassim has a good smell, but no taste. Says the Medrash, right? Taste but no smell but no taste. Says the Das, it says the Medrash, that refers to someone who doesn't learn Torah, but he has good Masim Tovim. And the Aravos is someone at the end of the day, he's got no Torah but no Masim Tovim. Says Rav Biederman, when a Jew comes together at the end of the day and you put all the Dal Minim together, that's what it's all about. When you're able to put your Delula, put the Hadassim and the Aravos, Esrog. Guys, the lulav maybe has Torah, but not Masim Tovim, or one or the other. At the end of the day, or nothing, come together. Says Rav Biederman, perfection is when all four categories of Jews unite. That's really what it's all about. You go to Simchas Beis Shu'ev in Yerushalayim. It's not, and so you go to a real one. It's not just Hasidim. It's people without kibbutz. I remember going to Rav Shor Shlita a few years back. It's got to be over 10 years. And there were Jews who came to Rav Shor. It was raining outside, so we went inside to the Beis Midrash. And the guy, he didn't have a tzitzis. Rav Shor saw he didn't have tzitzis. He took off his own tzitzis. And I remember his son bolted out to get it, his father a new pair. That's a gadol. He cares about every single Jew. Not looking down. And that's achdus. At the end of the day, says Rav Biederman, you got to look at the Ber Hativ. Look at the Ber Hativ. In Simon Tuf Reish Mem Hei Tes. He says the Esrog, someone that signifies everything. He's got the Torah and the Masim Tovim. Behetov says that Esrog is Gamache 6:10 plus the other Dalan Midim, you get 6:13. Says the Behetov Tafresh Mem Hey Siftes Esrog Gamache Tafresh Yud Im Gim Minim Tayag Sheshakol Neged Tayag Mitzos. At the end of the day, when you take the Esrog, take the Talmud Chacham and the Masim Tovim, and you put them together with every single type of Jew, that is what it's all about. That is special. And that is completely the Torah. And he quotes on, goes on, this is the Ma'aril says, Misha koine esrog yimulov, yofim zoichel chay almaza ul chay almahaba. Yozoichel to chay almahaza and almahaba. Someone take the esrog with the nulov. But maybe we could teach it for Biederman, it's not just about the esrog lulov, it's about everything. The esrog, the Torah Jew, the Talmud Chacham, with the Ma'asim Tovim, but he cares about even the Arovos, even the Jew who doesn't have anything. That's Achdus, and that's bringing all the Dal and Minim together. What an incredible idea about Achdus from Rav Biederman, quoting the Medrash and the Ber Hativ with the Remez. Beautiful idea. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Chasam Sofer in Parshas Emor. For 7 days, we have a Torah commandment, a biblical commandment to be happy. The Gra said that this is the hardest mitzvah in the entire Torah. The Vilna Gaon said the hardest mitzvah in the Torah is to be it's a mitzvah Torah, so to be happy all 7 days. Says the Gemara in Sukkah Yer Gimel, Amr Bishua. When we were misameach, the joy of the Simcha Beis HaShoeva, we didn't see sleep in our eyes. How is that possible, says the Chazon Sofer? Ketzad efshar l'ra'ol she'ena be'einayim. How is it possible that they're able to see sleep with their eyes? Let's not think about the question of how they didn't sleep. Ketzad efshar l'ra'ol she'ena be'einayim. Right, lo ra'inu she'ena be'einayim. They didn't see sleep in their eyes. What does that mean? Such a strange question. They didn't see, statement. They didn't see sleep with their eyes. You close your eyes to go to sleep. Says the Chasim Sofer, that someone who's Yoshev Batal ki Yashan Domi. Someone who just sits around and does nothing, that's someone who's like sleeping. But someone who's involved in Simcha Beis HaShoeva, someone who's involved in Yerushalayim, you're involved, whether at the end of the day, whether sleeping or not, but you're involved and you're doing and you're moving. Kim Osku Tadir Ba'avodas Hashem, lo Yoshev Batal Afrega Achad. If someone's involved in the Avodas Hashem, your eyes are constantly open. There's no sleeping on your eyes. So Ketzad efshar l'ra'ol she'ena be'einayim hasn't mean they didn't have sleep on their eyes. Is that a Jew who's so connected to Yerushalayim, is so connected to the Simcha, the Beis HaShoeva, there was no sitting around doing nothing. It was constantly moving. It was constantly preparing for the Simcha Beis HaShoeva, or it was in the Simcha Beis HaShoeva. But they're constantly, not to say that there's not a good time for a break. There is. But he says that someone who does nothing, that's considered someone who's sleeping. Says the Chasam Sofer, you want to know what the halachah of avoda of Zman Simcha Seinu is? The avoda of specifically Sukkos is to chap every mitzvah, chap every minute. That's what it means they didn't see sleep on their eyes. Because someone who sits around and does nothing, that is someone who's like sleeping. But someone who's considered connected to avoda Hashem, whether it be preparing for their Simcha Speshueva, whether it be davening or learning, whether it be spending time with the family. Like Rav Kluger says, that's Kodesh Kodashim, spending time with the family. Don't think I have to take a sefer. Be present with your family, Rav Kluger says. It's Kodesh Kodashim. Especially with Tamar B'chol Moed. Oh, what a beautiful idea from the Chasam Sofer from Rav Kluger. We're going to idea number four. So we call it Zman Simcha Seinu, Sukkos is called. Rav Biederman says, okay, so you know, Vilna Gaon says it's hard to be happy, so how do you do it? So Izzaz Hashem Simcha, very good. But Rav Biederman gives us two suggestions. He quotes it Samach Tzedek of Lubavitch. Samach Tzedek, the third Lubavitch Rebbe, I believe. Says a person has to daven for Simcha. Get a daven for it. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, pay Vav Dalet. Samach Nefesh Avdecha. He davens, glad in your heart, your servant's soul. We have to daven for help. We have to daven to have joy. Daven that at the end of the day, that Erev Yontif should go well, and the kids, everything should go well, and Bezaz Hashem, you have to daven for Simcha. Says Rav Biederman, another piece of advice is to believe that everything that happens to us is from Hashem. So why should we be upset? Everything is exactly as it should be. So what are you going to get upset over? Spoiled milk? It was supposed to happen anyways. When a person has a Emunah B'Tachon, that everything comes from their Ribono Shel Olam, says Rav Biederman, you're not going to have any despair. It's a little obviously hard to say that, but the Maisa, Hemanti Kiyadaber, the Kabbalah Rebbe says, the more you talk about it, the more you're going to have Emunah. So the more the Maisa we talk about Simcha, the more we daven for it, and the more we remember that everything happens for a reason, the more we'll start to inculcate it in our life. And yes, the Gra is right. And even if there's going to be a time that maybe on Sukkot, we're on Zman Simcha Seinu, we do our best to start again. Rabbi Nachman says, to constantly mitzvah gedol yos besimcha tamid. And obviously there are times he's going to start again. Rabbi Nachman always would start even within the same day, even with the same hour, would start fresh and start new. Start again. And finally, the fifth and final idea from the Tefer Shlomo Rav Adamsk. Why is it that Sukkah comes after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? He says at the end of the day, we're so clean after Yom Kippur. We're mamash clean. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sukkah is like the mother which is covering up their child. Ke'em ha-mesuchechez al-banel v'al yicham al-bakol pegav ch'ol-oven chalila. Kacha, Sukkah p'torim min mezuzah. Why you ever wonder why Sukkah doesn't have a mezuzah? Why does it? Says the Tefer Shlomo. Ki hein at sricha shmir min mezuzah. The Sukkah doesn't need the shmir of the mezuzah. Ki hi atz menasas shmir. Because the Sukkah itself is the shmira. It's the biggest hug. And I think they say also from the Gra. Just if you look at the word Sukkah. Samach, chuf, chav, hey. Samach has the four sides. Chuf is three. And the hey is the hey in a little bit. At the end of the day. It's the three opinions of the Gemara. Three opinions of the Gemara. On four walls, three walls, or two and a half. The Samach is the four, the Chav is the three, and the Hay in a little bit is a two and a half. But they say it's from the Sarmak Kedoshim that the Sukkah is really their Bono Shem's hug. And this is the Tefer Shlomo, the mother that's covering up her child, squeezing it ever so tight, making sure that no rain or no bad guy, quote unquote, could ever get to it. That's exactly what the Sukkah is. And we have to feel it. The Gra says that there are two mitzvahs you do with your whole body. Two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, and mitzvahs of Sukkah. So myself, Svarman Gedoshim tell us, when you go into the Sukkah, you're going into Abir Eretz Yisrael, but the Gra tells us, there are two mitzvahs, and every single time you go into your entire body, you go into the Sukkah, we have to feel Kadosh Baruch Hu's love, and feel Kadosh Baruch Hu's hug, and says the Gra, we have to put our entire essence into it. Let's review these five ideas. We start off saying the Indian on before Sukkah to be able to make sure to give tzedakah. The Shaar Teshuva writes in Hilchos Sukkah Tafresh Chaf Hey that there's a minhag to be able to give a lot of tzedakah on your Sukkah, whatever a Jew can do. The Sanzer Rebbe said that the best noise Sukkah, the beauty of your Sukkah, that decorations for your Sukkah, we're so busy decorating your Sukkah. What's the best decorations? Making sure that the poor have what to eat. Rav Chaim Vital, quoted by the Shaar Teshuva over there in Tafresh Chaf Hey, but empty the pushka. And the Rambam says this, Rabbi Maskus quotes all the time, that the true simcha nazar come from your simcha's kreisa, from your own belly. Comes from simcha for helping out another yid, making sure they have what to eat. And lemaisa simcha for your family. Don't forget, it says that it's on the male's job, able to make sure that your wife's happy, your kids are happy, that she has what to be able to buy for shab, for yontif, and the kids have candy and stuff like that, to set the tone. This doesn't just refer to the aniyim. Also, obviously, you have to set the tone for your household as well. The second idea, Rav Wiedemann quotes that the Medrash says the Esrog is the Jew who learns Torah and has Ma'asim Toivim. The Lulav is the Jew that has Torah with no Ma'asim Toivim. The Dasim is the Jew that has Ma'asim Toivim, no Torah. And the Rovah says nothing, no Ma'asim Toivim, no Torah. He says our job is to take all the Jews together, bring them all together. That's what goes to the Berhete of a tough Resh Mem Hei, Tess. Esrog is Gematria 610 plus 3, plus the other three of the Alaminim 613. Rav Wiedemann says you have to be united. The whole essence of Sukkot to be united, to be Ki'isha Chabalevicha, like Rav Shor, when he took off his pair of tzitzis to that Jew, that unaffiliated Jew, who didn't have tzitzis. Rav Shor took his own tzitzis off, he was able to give it to him. What a beautiful message about Achdus. Ki'isha Chabalevicha, the Chasam Soifer says, Smachton of Sneha Shemakechem, Shivas Yom, to be 7 days, to be happy for Kodesh Baruch, Gemar and Sukkot, Yud Gimel says, and someone saw the Sukkot of Shoeva, Lora Simcha, Lora, they didn't see sleep in their eyes. What does that mean, sleep in their eyes? Because someone who sits around and does nothing, that's considered someone who's sleeping. But someone who's busy in their Baruch Hashem, whether that means getting ready for Yontif, or getting ready for Simchas Beis Shoeva, or in Yontif, or in the base of Shoeva, constantly doing, when you're taking a nap to get ready for Yontif, like the Magid of Medrash, Chosuk Nilin, say that the Erev Shabbos nap, and maybe we can even say the Erev Yontif nap, the Magid of Medrash said that sleep in Erev Shabbos should be in the Seres Hadibros. To take a nap in Erev Shabbos is such a chash of things, so you have Koyach HaShabbos, you have to make sure they're constantly focusing and looking for different ways to get ready. That is someone who doesn't have sleep on their eyes. And that's exactly what Chassid Sofer says, that someone who's not considered, they don't have sleep on their eyes, meaning they're constantly looking for ways to grow. It's Samach Tzedek, the fourth idea of Lubavitch, the third Rebbe said, two Eitzes, Rabbi Nachman said, first in Lubavitch, Rebbe Samach Tzedek, you have to daven for him, you have to daven for the Rabbanu Shalom, like David Melchte. And finally, Rabbi Nachman says also, you know, everything happens to Toiva, every Sawai Lemaisa, if everything happens to the Toiva, why are you going to get upset? Hemanti Kiyadabra, the same way. You have a moon, you have to talk about it, says the Kubin Rebbe. You have to talk about it, you have to learn about it, you have to learn about Simcha. Finally, the final idea, the Tefer Shlomo says, the Sukkah is like the mom hugging their child, making sure that no rain or any dirt or quote unquote the bad guys get away. The Sukkah is the hug from their Rebbeinu Shlomo. Like the Gemara says, the Samach is the four walls, the Chaf is the three, and the Hay is the two and a little bit. As the Sarim Kodim should say, that the Sukkah is to feel the Rebbeinu Shlomo hug and love, especially after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where we're so clean, we're so fresh, starting the year fresh. What an incredible idea. Shvizoch Bez Hashem. Connect to the mitzvah of tzedakah before yontif. Be able to understand the kedusha of achdus. Understand at the end of the day, constantly working and looking for different ways to grow. To know what true joy is. To work in our simcha. To know and feel Kadosh Baruch Hu's love. Wishing everyone good kvittel and good yontif.